While some neighborhoods compete to see who can have the most extravagant Christmas decorations, others believe less is more. Commentator Tom Dunkel describes Christmas for some single people.
Christmas decorating is for wide-eyed kids. It's for holly jolly moms and dads who don't mind spending 5 hours untangling strings of colored lights that never light after they're untangled. But Christmas decorating, just like riding a merry-go-round, isn't as meaningful an experience for single adults. I now understand how anorexics feel on Thanksgiving. My inner child still yearns to have a big Christmas tree by the fireplace and a fuzzy, smiling Santa throw rug on the bathroom floor. My single adult self knows what it's like to wrestle a Christmas tree into a Christmas tree stand without any help. You'd have an easier time putting pantyhose on Santa's reindeer. All that decorating energy could be better spent shopping, so my single adult self doesn't have to go on a last-minute Christmas Eve gift-buying spree, the kind of high-pressure shopping situation that can result in my 81-year-old mother getting a Black & Decker power tool for Christmas. Despite the hassles, there are three very compelling reasons why single people should decorate for the holidays. Guilt, guilt, and more guilt. Who wants to watch A Christmas Carol on TV and get hit with the realization that Ebenezer Scrooge's home looks more festive than yours? We are conditioned to be holly jolly. Several years ago, I was remodeling my kitchen at Christmas time when my friend Dolly and her husband Steve stopped by. Suddenly, the spirit moved us. Out came my boxes of Christmas decorations. Dolly draped lights on my stepladder. Steve microwaved popcorn and strung the kernels together with needle and thread. I poured wine and started a fire in the fireplace with the Land's End Christmas catalog. The three of us wound artificial evergreen and garland around the ladder legs, then hung ornaments. When we finished, Steve took off his glasses. "All you can see is blobs of color," he gushed. "It looks like a tree." "That's a nice, full ladder," said Dolly. "I've never seen a prettier Christmas ladder." Unfortunately, once my kitchen remodeling was done, my Christmas decorating went downhill. Fast. I've been sliding by with a wreath on the front door and a few token ornaments dangling from my dining room chandelier. Shameful. Semi-Scrooge decor. This year I'm back in home project mode. A leaky upstairs toilet damaged my living room's ceiling. The cracked plaster has been repaired, but the ceiling needs painting. It has needed painting for many, many months. I believe the time has finally come to get out the paintbrushes and my stepladder. You could call this procrastination. I prefer to think of it as a Christmas miracle.
The comments of writer Tom Dunkel, who lives in solitary splendor in Washington, D.C.